In today's episode of Data Politics at Data Tunnel, we will discuss how data and technology can play a significant role in promoting civic engagement, empowering citizens, and strengthening democracy. Welcome back to Data Politics at Data Tunnel. I'm Fede, your host, and joining me today are our co-hosts, Val and Nick. In this episode, we'll explore how data and technology can promote civic engagement, empowering citizens, and ultimately strengthening democracy. Val, our analytical expert, will provide us with insightful data-driven perspectives, while Nick, our intuitive storyteller, will help us understand the bigger picture. Val, could you give us an overview of how data can be used to promote civic engagement?
Certainly, Fede. Civic engagement is an essential part of a healthy democracy, as it allows citizens to participate in the decision-making process and hold their elected officials accountable. In recent years, data and technology have become powerful tools for facilitating civic engagement and empowering citizens. One example is the use of open data platforms, which make government data accessible to the public. These platforms allow citizens to access information about public services, government spending, and other relevant data, helping them make informed decisions and engage in meaningful discussions about policy issues.
Apart from data, technology also plays a crucial role in promoting civic engagement. From social media platforms to digital tools designed to facilitate communication between citizens and government officials, technology is transforming the way people participate in the democratic process. Nick, can you share some examples of how technology is being used to foster civic engagement?
Absolutely, Fede. One example is the use of online platforms for public consultations, allowing citizens to provide input on policy decisions and development projects. These platforms not only make it easier for people to participate in the decision-making process, but also create a more transparent and accountable system.
Thank you, Nick. While the use of data and technology in promoting civic engagement presents numerous opportunities, there are also challenges to be addressed. For instance, ensuring data privacy and security is crucial, as is addressing the digital divide that can exclude certain segments of the population from participating. Val, what are some of the challenges and opportunities you see in leveraging data and technology for civic engagement?
You raise an important point, Fede. One challenge is ensuring that the data collected and used for civic engagement initiatives is accurate and representative. Additionally, addressing the digital divide is crucial, as it can hinder access to information and technology for underprivileged communities.
Thank you, Val. We hope you enjoyed our discussion on data and democracy and how leveraging data and technology can promote civic engagement. If you have any suggestions for future podcast topics or would like to share your thoughts on this episode, please reach out to us at datapolitics@datatunnel. Before we sign off, here's a humorous quote by Albert Einstein: "Two things are infinite, the universe and human stupidity, and I'm not sure about the universe." Don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter for more updates and engaging discussions. Until next time,